Nolte, Never Trump Civil War Erupts as Max Boot Declares National Review Alt-Right Site. By John Nolte on August 15, 2019. Max Boot is burning up his far-left perches at The Washington Post and CNN to expose National Review as a white supremacist, alt-right platform that maybe slash possibly slash could be somewhat responsible for the El Paso massacre. All this biting, slapping, and hair-pulling can only mean one thing. Begun the cuck wars have. Now, from where I stand, this all began after El Paso when the cucks at NR pompously announced it is time to declare a literal war on white nationalism. And then, on the pages of the Washington Post, warmonger cuck aka Boot published a column that explained to the NR cucks that when the left and media talk about a war on white supremacism, what they really mean is snuffing out anyone who disagrees with them. And then, after discovering that by cucking out and joining the left's phony war on white supremacism that they had actually declared war on themselves, the NR cucks took exception and tried to explain to warmonger cuck that surely there is a third way between a full-throated embrace of white identity and a supine adoption of the politics of self-hatred. A responsible journalist would propose a realistic alternative for conservative whites who don't want to cede their basic political premises but who nevertheless reject white nationalism. But Boot instead goes on a meandering tirade with scant a coherent point. Sometimes he rails against white people as such, his claims range from the tautological, white people can be pretty clueless, to the plainly calumnious. The sense of outrage that white people feel when they fear losing their privileged position to people of color. And then, warmonger cuck took the time to explain to the NR cucks that there is no third way, and the fact NR dares to even suggest such a thing only proves NR is an alt-right outlet riddled with white supremacy. With its long-standing opposition to immigration, both illegal immigration and current levels of legal immigration, National Review has found common ground with the far right. Like many conservative media outlets, it has flirted with the great replacement theory espoused by the El Paso gunman. A National Review article in January warned, "The native-born are having fewer children, leading to a fear that new entrants into American society will replace the existing culture rather than assimilate into it. This is, sadly, a return to the roots of a magazine that defended Jim Crow in the 1950s, and even the early 1960s, and South Africa's apartheid regime until its dissolution in 1994. Nowadays, the magazine often defends Trump from well-founded charges of racism." And then, the NR cucks got all harumph why and suddenly decided it did not like this war on white supremacism it had declared on itself, so they sent for a big cuck, in the form of Charles W. Cuck, to publish what is the most flaccid and ineffective response to being called a racist I have ever read. But at least it's pompous, at least it references Oscar Wilde and uses word like calumny. Having purposively libeled one of our Buckley fellows after he had the temerity to argue that one does not fight racism by making lazy racial generalizations, Boot has now moved on to libeling Dan McLaughlin, one of the most thoughtful writers in America, and to making peculiar charges about National Review as a whole. As Oscar Wilde might have said, to lie about one writer may be regarded as a misfortune, to lie about two looks like carelessness. Or worse. Those who wonder why so few writers are willing to pen long, thoughtful, descriptive pieces that grapple seriously with the opposing arguments and incorporate honest appraisals of what voters actually want need look no further than this incident for their answer, which is, because bankrupt toadies such as Max Boot use their work as launching pads for calumny. In a sensible world, the editors of the Washington Post would have looked at what Boot has tried to do over the last couple of days, and tattooed hack on his forehead. But we are not operating in a sensible world. Sorry, but erudite prose is not an argument, and I'm pretty sure purposively is a made-up word. And then, as if to say, how do you like your war on white supremacy now? Knlal got into the act by inviting warmonger cuck on the air to express his thoughts on the catfight between warmonger cuck and the NR cucks. Please, Max Boot, Anderson Cooper pretty much asked, take the next 5 minutes to explain to the world just how racist National Review really is. I'm not ashamed to admit I watched the entire segment below with my pants wrapped round my ankles. And have you ever seen two white men in your life? Until I adjusted the contrast on my computer monitor, all I saw was Rachel Maddow's glasses bobbing up and down. And then, just when you thought the cuck v. cuck violence could not get any more glorious. Never Trump's own presidential candidate, the guy Never Trump ran in 2016 to ensure Donald Trump lost Utah's electoral votes, which was meant to ensure Hillary Clinton's victory. Even though Never Trump swears they didn't side with Hillary, no less than one Evan McMullen, the Emperor Cuck himself, showed up to drop a nuke on the NR cucks. This is a perfect example of what happens to Vichy Republicans who believe the crocodile will eat them last. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.